OJB's podcast, 27 November 2013, Law versus Morality. Some people are quite surprised at my attitude towards the law. Most of us are taught to respect the law and never question it, but that seems to contradict the other common attitude we are often presented with, disrespect for politicians. Think about it. Who makes the laws? Politicians. So it seems to me that there is no need to have an automatic respect for laws at all. I think it's only sensible to carefully consider their merits, because we as individuals do have to live in a society with other people, so we do need rules. Plus, there is the small annoyance that the police tend to take a rather dim view of people who break the laws, and it's often just not worth the possible issues which might result. But there are several types of laws which I think we should be suspicious of. Here's a few examples. There are laws which are just arbitrary. For example, New Zealand police are about to embark on a revenue-gathering campaign where they will strictly enforce driving just 4 kilometres per hour over the speed limit. The usual tolerance is 10. Why 4? It's completely ridiculous and clearly a silly attempt by some bureaucrat in Wellington to either raise some more money in fines or increase safety in a way which will never work. How many people have accidents because they are travelling 4% too fast? I would say basically about the same number as those travelling 4% too slow, and maybe less. And how many cars are speedometers which are off by 4%? Probably most. Obviously, anyone who refuses to obey such a stupid law is not a criminal, and any reasonable cop who sees someone travelling just 4% over the speed limit should just pretend it didn't happen if he had any decency at all. And there are laws designed to give an unfair advantage to the rich and powerful. Any law which is grossly unfair in this way deserves no respect. For example, if a group wants to protest foreign companies exploring for oil in potentially dangerous areas of our oceans, why should an unfair law stop them? Finally, what about the ridiculous copyright laws we already have, not to even mention those which might result after the TPP negotiation is complete? Again, these are designed to give corrupt corporations lots of money, which they have done nothing to deserve. Anyone who breaks these laws is doing no harm, so what's the problem? So there are a few examples. I'm not suggesting we should go out and start breaking those sorts of laws even if we don't agree with them, because that has consequences. But I am saying that what is legal and what is morally right are two different things.